Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Shannon.
And we are Push Push, the girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing.
Listen and subscribe to the podcast across all major streaming platforms, including full shows on YouTube.
Welcome back to Push Push. I'm Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
We are your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing, and we're back after Vegas.
Vegas. Although I wasn't there, I feel like I have the Vegas hangover everybody keeps talking about because it was a long night. Or it felt like a very long race. I felt like
they were in Vegas forever.
For a long time. Yeah.
They were in Vegas forever. And I have beef with the Vegas track. It has nothing to do about like I think that everything surrounding the Vegas GP seems great. Like all the activations, all the events, all the things they're doing, all of that seems great. 10 out of 10. Would love to get invited. Call us, you know. Yeah. But when I watch that race on TV, it feels like they're racing in a jail yard. I think it looks like a prison. You can't see any of the fans.
Yeah.
I know that they're there, but it's one of those tracks where like you cannot see any fans. It doesn't feel like there's any connection with the fans. Like in Singapore, it's at night, but you can like see the fan things around it.
Yeah.
What's the other one at night? There's one of the like Middle Eastern races.
Well, Abu Dhabi is at night.
You can see the crowds. Like you can see it. Whenever they cut to the crowds in Vegas, it's just like you can't see any of the crowds. It's like all pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're racing, it looks like they're racing in a prison yard. And I stand by what I said. I said what I said. It just doesn't like it's so visually unappealing to me.
I agree with you on everything you just said. I didn't like visually get the jail yard until you said that, but it does look like very like high fence.
Yeah. With,
like, the barbed wire, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was saying the same thing. I'm like, I don't love that I can't see the fans. Like, I mean, I know they're there. Like we know they were like sold out crowd.
There.
I'm like, where's the sold out crowd? I don't see any of the people because it is dark. There is no like lights on the fans, which is kind of surprising giving it all the lights that are in Vegas that they wouldn't just like do a couple lights in the bleachers.
We're gonna get some like up lighting in the fan
right
areas.
Like just light the bottom of the bleachers so you could do like
I don't understand it, but
you're right, like there is very little connection of track and fan engagement, and because it is so narrow, like it does kind of feel weird, like it's almost like you're in the sim with the driver, and I don't feel like that on any other track.
No, it's like it's much tighter quarters, which makes sense because it's on obviously the Las Vegas Strip and it's confined by the road and the hotels and the casinos, blah blah blah. But the other night races have like some more divide, like there's just a little bit more expanse beyond just the confines of the race. And I just think I think that when you see the pictures from like people who are attending, it looks really cool. But there's no sort of like fan connection when viewing it. And frankly, it looks like a prison yard. And so that's all I have to say about the Vegas. It's just not on my like bucket list of ones to attend from a visual standpoint.
Mm-hmm. I see. I see that. I don't really even think that the track itself, because it's a short track and it's a short race. There's only 50 laps. And it's a fast one ish.
I like the straight. I like how I don't dislike the shape of the track, like the actual track itself. It's more of just like the setup.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair comment.
And then, I think it felt like a prison for some of the drivers this weekend.
I think so too. There was a lot going on this race.
Maybe they were imprisoned by their own choices.
Maybe.
And experiences this weekend because It was drama.
It was, yeah, there was drama this weekend. Yeah. I think even like, I don't know, we were watching, I guess
I have at the time it starts. Don't even get me started.
Yeah. You know, your girl is like a 9 PM sleep queen. So Thursday night we were watching, I guess it was practice. And like it was here in Kentucky, like it snowed on Thursday. I'm like, does this feel weird to you? You know, I was talking to my husband. I mean, it's like, it's so weird. There's like snow outside. We're watching F1 on a Thursday night. Like none of it felt
makes
like
sense.
This is how we're supposed to be doing this. And I'm like, I don't like it. I don't like it here.
I've also reached the part of the season where I'm kind of done.
Yeah.
With
same.
It.
Same.
Like this race comes right at the point of the low point of I'm done with this. And then the last two, I'm like, oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
And then it's done.
And then it's done.
Yeah. I just, it brought me little to no joy. And you know who else didn't bring very much joy to? Sweet Charles Leclerc.
It did not, but it did bring Charles Leclerc probably some of the best radio we've gotten from him.
I loved it.
From ever, like from the beginning of time. I don't know. It was so good and so
aggressive, and I needed that.
Yeah, like spicy Charles, and I was like.
And everyone said he sounds like a crybaby, but like he has never really been a cry. I mean, he's cried into his piano.
Yeah,
he's been a loyal soldier. No one can say that Charles Leclerc has not like. Taken the team orders, that he has not been for the good of the
team.
Scuderia.
Yeah. I will co-sign that 1,000%. I also think it's important to state that he needs the grittiness and like that, like, I mean, I love him. I think he's a good boy and he does all that stuff, but I need for him to find the gear that's like, fuck the bullshit.
Yeah, that's what he found.
Get it done. Because like before Lewis started winning, before Seb started winning, they were assholes. Like anybody in the sport who's watched it for years were like, these two were dicks. Like up and like they got what they wanted. And once they started winning, they mellowed out. Same thing with Max. He was a royal pain in the ass until he started winning. And now he's winning. Everyone loves, you know, not everyone loves him, but like he's more palatable. You know, it's like, yes, okay.
He has softened. Edges have softened.
He's softened a little, but like Charles, I'm not the one writing the script, but if I'm looking back at history, you're going to need to put on your dick pants and you're going to need to start being a dick to these people. Elbows out. You're doing what you want to do. Tell that Scuderia your strategy and get it done, my friend.
No, I'm here for it. I'm here for him to be like a dick. I'm here for him to put his foot down and be like, all right, y'all want to fuck around? It's time to find out. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Because he said it's no more... Monsieur Nice Charles.
Also going to need to state that I would like him to do that starting in the 2026 season.
Oh, not next
just
year.
To be clear, I don't want that to happen when Lewis is his teammate. Just super clear.
There was a lot of petty like social media things from two of my favorite social media stars. And also, did you see after the race that Charles did like a whole like 10, however many, so many photo carousel. And he did not include anything of Carlos, but he did include a picture of him and Lewis Hamilton talking in their wide leg pants, in their wide leg jeans. And I said, oof, oof. Mm. And you know who else was doing some solid, just like lightly petty with humor work this weekend? VB.
Oh, it wasn't light. And it was thick. It landed on real thick.
The what's next campaign. Get me the merch. I mean, I'll buy whatever. I don't care. This man is truly living the life that I wish I was living.
Yes.
Just like rich, maybe a little bit bothered, but rich enough to be petty in his bothersomeness or whatever. Like he is everything I want to be. He's traveling the world. He's living life. He's drinking beers. He's eating tacos. He's having fun, staying fit.
Right.
No fucks.
No fucks. And just, he's like, what's next? That? I don't know. You want to go jump out of a plane? Sure. Why not? Like, okay.
Did you see the charitable thing where he said it goes to people who have
found themselves
sudden job loss? This man is a king that we do not deserve.
We do not deserve him.
And we're going to miss him next year. We're going to miss him in the Friday posts. We're going to miss him anytime you open your social media apps. I'm going to miss him on the grid. And he's too talented, honestly, to be without a space. But I know that he's so talented that he'll find space somewhere else.
I haven't looked to see if this is like true or not, but like I have heard or I've seen that he's like being the he's going to be the Mercedes reserve driver. So
I mean, I hate that.
You know, it's at least it's a seat. He's in the program. You know, it's not like he's just like. You know,
I kind of want him to just say
no
goodbye and then just go and do crazy. I mean, the man he's cycling. He did the Iron Man in the pool in the backyard. He did like the backyard Iron Man.
Oh my God.
I want to see more of that. Get a documentary. Yeah. Follow him around for a year.
It would be amazing. Like him and Gunther should just go off and like have their own little show every weekend.
I'm done with Gunther.
You're done
with Gunther? I'm not. Oh. Yeah, I'm done with Gunther. I think Gunther got a little too taken with himself.
Oh, wow. Did not think you were going to say that.
Not related to the race at all, but okay.
Back to the race. I'm trying to think. I watched.
Qualifying, do you have thoughts about Lewis Hamilton's qualifying? You're in your Lewis Hamilton shirt. I feel like we should talk a little bit about Lewis. He had a great weekend. So
he had a great weekend. Like
four for you.
Being, you know, fastest lap in the practices. I mean, that I was like, where the fuck has this Merc been all season? I don't know. I hope it stays the last three races. But he did say it does perform well in colder weather, but we are going to the desert. So, you know, all right. Well, you know, there goes that. Bye bye, fast Merc. See you never. But the whole
that makes sense because they crushed at Silverstone.
Yes, exactly. That's what he said. He's like, the car hates heat, and I'm like, maybe we should talk about that with the engineers. Like,
yeah, it feels like we should have addressed.
Feels like we should be talking about this.
Picked up on that. Maybe we should have, you know, let the people in charge.
He doesn't care at this point. He's like, I don't care. This is next year's problem. Already given you all I'm going to give you. I'm not giving you any more my trade secrets. Yeah. So figure it out. I don't know what happened in Q3. Like, honestly, Lewis, like, what the fuck? I really needed that to be like a fight between him and George at the beginning of the race and not at the end of the race.
Yeah. Well, if it was at the beginning of the race, he would have likely won.
Yes. I would agree. I would have honestly think George would have lost that race for himself, given that he, like, under pressure like that, when someone's attacking him, doesn't typically do well on the last lap.
Yeah, the last lap is not his place.
Yeah, so I was real sad, you know, because I was like, man, this would have been the race to do it. But
he's pretty taken with himself, though. George came out and said that, you know, like, it's on because someone's really going to be challenging Max next year. And I was like, what are you talking about?
It ain't you, boo-boo. Hate to break it to you, but it ain't you.
The light delusion from George. I said, okay, you won one. He's won two races this season. But, like, in this moment, you just won one race. Calm down. And I also don't think, Max is... When he's looking at his dartboard of who is coming for him, I don't think that you're in the top row.
No. You've proven yourself to be an annoying, like, pebble in a shoe it's very easy to forget. Like, it's not big enough to be an issue. Like, you're not taking your shoe off to get rid of it. You're just like, oh, this is annoying, but it's done.
It's one of these when you're eating. Yeah. It's like a...
Mm-hmm. Like, stop it. Yeah. That's exactly.
No hate, no shade on George's win. You know, congrats.
Yeah.
This one win to just going and saying, like, I'm the one that's coming for Max next year felt like a very large leap.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
And Lando's like, excuse me?
Like, hi, sir. What did you say?
Huh?
Yeah.
Are you in this? Like, what?
What are you talking about? Yeah.
And Oscar also was like, huh? Like, Charles is like, hey, I won 3 races this year. Like, right. Just hold on.
Right. I would love to see the side chats of the drivers when they see this kind of shit. And they're like,
oh, Jordan's doing it again.
Like, did you guys see this? Yeah.
There's definitely the Max Lando. Who's like the third, maybe? I don't know. But there's definitely like the Max Lando chat on the side. It's like this guy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, nothing brings drivers together like George Russell trying to, you know, be cheeky. And you're like,
it's the Max Garrix Lando and or Martin Garrix Max and Lando.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And you know that Martin is like, what's this guy think? And they're like, oh, they just send the eye roll emoji. Like,
I don't know if you saw, but I posted, there's a video of George, like he hit the tee after he won and then he jumped off the car, but he landed on the scale that Carlos was getting ready to walk on and like kind of fell into the guy who was like holding the scale. Oh, it's great. It's like classic George trying to like have a moment and then he, you know, flubbed it up and it's like, yeah, you're the threat, George.
George just gives me big, like 10 or 11 year old boy energy.
Yes.
Like he's trying to do too much and then it all kind of just doesn't add up correctly.
Correct.
but congrats to George Russell.
Congrats. Because we're going to remember that you won, but we're also going to remember that this was, you know, Max's 4th world title. Like,
also, that's peak George Russell to win a race and it actually just be Max's championship. It's too good.
It's kind of like, I don't hate it. You know what I mean? Because you know how I feel about George and then I don't love Max, but I'm like, well, if there's one person that can steal George's thunder, this is how you do it.
Also, it's kind of bullshit that all 3 of the drivers from the podium have to squeeze into the one car and Max is like, oh, this one's for me.
For me? Thanks. Appreciate it. Like, I giggled hard.
He came in 5th place. He came in 5th and he's like,
I'll take this one. This is the extra. Thanks. You guys are the best. He's like, what's this button do?
And he's
what's
like this? Fully like, just man legs apart, like easily sitting, and George is in the middle in the bitch seat, and he just won the race. And Lewis is like, I don't want to be in this car. And Carlos is like, arms tucked into his sides.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I mean, I can't imagine Lewis getting into that car being like, I hate these guys. Like, well, get Carlos, me out of this. Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I'm taking Carlos's seat at Ferrari, and this guy over here is like not talking to me right now. So how long is this ride?
Can we roll the window down? Can you know that Lewis would have rather ridden with Max?
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%.
1,000%.
Yes.
Switch the engineer that went with Max and Lewis, because Lewis would have much rather just sat in comfortable silence with Max.
Exactly. Or just you'd be like, hey, can I ride it up front with the driver?
Yeah.
Like, cool. Like, I don't want to be back here. It was so uncomfy.
Get into the front seat when he was like going for the door. But
yeah.
Okay, but the actual race.
Yeah, sorry.
There's just so much silly, petty shenanigans outside of the actual confines of the prison yard.
Yeah. The grid rumble. The prison break. Yeah.
Franco. Yo.
Yikes.
Had some times. Man.
Yeah.
They the gotta poor stop Williams. The Williams.
They just don't have the budget. I mean, honestly, if there's like a GoFundMe or they're going to have like a really solid bake sale at the end of this season, I don't know. They got to do something, because between Alex and all of his teammates, they're like, we don't have another anything to put on the car. I don't get, like, you crash this wing, great. You know what's going to happen? Duct tape. You're going to have to ride with duct tape when for the rest of the year. Like, that's it. Like, we ain't got no more money, no more parts. Stop.
When they cut to the garage whenever there's an accident, I feel immense just pain, anxiety for those engineers, all the mechanics, all of them just looking at it being like, oh, we gotta fucking fix this.
And you know what they're all thinking? Like, we don't get paid enough for this.
We don't
get paid enough for this.
We build this thing in 3 hours.
Yeah. And some Yahoo is essentially just going to put it in the wall again. Like,
he just crashed at 50 G's and we have to put this thing back together again. It's a real Humpty Dumpty.
It's bleak at Williams. I mean, nobody is counting down the season to be over faster than the entire team. Like,
no, when they cut to those guys looking at the screen and seeing it, you can just see their souls leave their body.
Yes.
They just all just leech out. I don't feel really bad for anyone that's like working on F1 because it seems like a dream career and all this stuff, you know, and they're living their truth and it seems really cool. But the Williams team, the guys in the garage at Williams, I'd like to buy them all a beer.
Same.
One round to the Williams.
You're game. Like, so sorry.
Can Max send like the Heineken?
Yeah. To send it over. Yeah.
One of those like beer buses over there for them. A beer cart, please.
Yes. Well, you know, and speaking of people that didn't have parts, like, I find it funny that Red Bull didn't have another wing to put on the car. They're like, oh God, this one's going to be terrible. But they did seem to pack the Max four times, new logoed merch that just happened to show up. I'm like, oh, that made the trip. But the extra parts for your car, you're like,
I think happening? The budgets between Max and Checo's cars are different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, Checo is bad right now.
Checo is so bad.
He's not so very good at driving. He's so bad.
No.
He didn't make it out of Q1 again. Like, this is insane. And he's going to lose the constructor. He has lost the constructors for them.
Yeah. I mean, Max is like, I can only do so much. I'm getting maximum points. I'm doing the most I can.
I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
How about the shade too when he said the thing about like you said I could only win in the fastest car, but look at me now. Like,
yeah, I was like,
honestly,
he's got a point. Yeah,
you know, but and round of applause.
He did say if he was in the McLaren, he would have won much earlier in the season.
Yeah,
I agree with that. You know, I do.
And I agree with that. Yeah, the Checo just dead weight. He's an anchor to their team, truly, like dragging them down the constructors.
Yeah.
It's no good.
No, it's not. And, you know, I don't like ever to agree with Helmut, but I feel like Helmut seen this coming a year ago. And he was like, nobody was listening to me when I was spouting off. It's like,
Grandpa,
we don't listen to you.
They're firmly in third place. Not even like close. They're firmly in third place. Dang. Behind McLaren and Ferrari. 608, 584, 555. I mean, you know, I guess maybe it's kind of close. 19 points. Or no, it's more than that. 29 points.
Oh, I was like, that's doable. That's like one race. Really.
But not if Ferrari and McLaren. Yeah,
that's true. If they're putting double points.
Yeah, they're putting double points.
Yeah. Sorry.
And Max is not winning. Like, if he's winning, that's fine. If he's taking P1, then, you know, he's getting maximum points. But if he's farther down.
Yeah. So, okay, we got to get through Vegas. And then because I have so many things I want to talk about for upcoming.
We are going to box and take a quick break. We will be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What else happened in this race? Let's see. Oh, Yuki running over the sign in the pit row.
He's also done with this season. He's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
He is going to light Red Bull on fire if he does not get that second seat. He's like, how many other people do I need to destroy in order to prove to you that I deserve the second seat? And he's not wrong. Not wrong.
He had a great weekend.
He had a great weekend.
Also, Alpine, like, where have you been? I guess all this new money and like all the changes are really coming. You know, they did make all those big swaps in the middle of the season, and it's
I feel like the internet may have done this to Pierre, and I feel kind of bad because like he's the only driver that has not cost his team a single dollar yet in
a steady king.
And he's having a great season.
Yeah.
Now, but like him DNFing in this race, I was like, does that go against his record? Or, I mean, the car didn't, he didn't like kill the car. The car, like the engine just died. But like, is that on him because it's his car or?
No, I don't think that's on him.
Okay. And I even wanted to ruin his record. I'm like, well, I'm rooting for you.
Race. Like the whole team was having a great, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. They looked great. They very fast. And I, you know, I love the pink livery. I love when they give us a pink car. It just makes the grid it just looks better.
I just think that they're doing too much with their liveries. You know, they're just
the Indiana Jones really set me over.
They did another one too. They did some other one in Indiana Jones was Austin, and then they did another one. They did some other branded.
Did they do one in Mexico?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Or Brazil? Okay.
Branded liveries. Let's look at this because
I don't remember.
I thought they did another another branded one, like another movie one. Honestly, I can't believe with all the Wicked nonsense that's been in the world that we didn't
get. Well, is it a Paramount film?
No, I don't know.
Okay, because I don't know if they could with the Paramount being like a title sponsor of one. They might not have been able to.
Probably not. I was just, you know, was like, wow, I can't believe that we missed a chance for a green and pink car. They've literally put it on everything else.
Yeah, it would have been.
Alpine
would have done
it.
Alpine and Steak really could have had a moment.
Oh my God, they could have.
They could have been best friends. They could have been defying gravity together. Holding space for each other.
Oh, holding space is a whole other thing. I can't take that on this.
I knew it was going to be just enough.
I'll hold your one little finger. anyways, the race was good, but it wasn't like terribly exciting.
No. I was like,
the start was great though. The first
the
first two laps, wild, exciting, entertaining.
Thankful we didn't have any like crash outs in the first lap because you know that's always like the most like you can't breathe
until that jumping, lots of moving and mixing and all the way through from the start to the like to the back, from the front to the back.
Front to the back was great. And then you know, somebody was first after 10 laps to change their tires, and I was like, wow, it's kind of aggressive choice to, but that, you know, again, the softs weren't working as well, or the, I don't remember what they were on, but like it was too cold, they weren't doing their job. So I was like, okay, that's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see like what the pit direction we go in, knowing that this is a short track, short race, and it's cold outside. Like this is, you know, uncharted territory for some of these people. But I did like seeing the, when he kept giving up his spots, you know, he was like, wasn't fighting Charles to get around, you know, was letting people go. I was like, he's still going to win no matter what. So, like, I get this. And then I was like, wait a second. This is peak Max pettiness, and I'm here for it. He's like, I just need to beat Lando by one spot. He was like, I'm going to put the cherry on the top here, and I'm just going to come in one spot ahead of Lando, let everybody else go ahead of me, and that's fine. But then I heard them say that Nelson Piquet won the world title in Las Vegas in like 1981, he also came in fifth place. And interesting. Oh, so are you trying to like get on Nelson's goods? I mean, I'm sure he already is, but like, is that something they could talk about at the dinner table, you know, like down the road, being like,
maybe Kelly said this would be really cool.
Yeah. I'm curious, was that in his, you know, in his thought process?
Honestly, I wouldn't put it past him because he's a very, thoughtful's not the right word for it.
Intentional.
Yeah, intentional is the better word. Yeah, I think he is very intentional about things. And it feels like if he knew that, then
he could make it happen.
Not even if he knew that, but if he thought that was important, that he would do it.
Okay.
Because I think if he thinks it's important, then he'll do everything in his power to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think he didn't probably think it was that important for him to win the race. But like if that, I don't know. I feel like intentional is the right way to say it. Like, I think that if he thought that would be like cool in his mind, then he definitely was going for that.
Yeah.
Let's just say, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was just, it was an interesting little tidbit that they threw in at the end. I was like, okay.
I like Max. That.
Yeah. I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah. It's sweet.
It was sweet.
Max.
Family Max is so nice.
Max has been back about talking about how he doesn't want to do this for the rest of his life, throwing like subtle shade to Fernando and
Lewis.
Lewis being like, I don't want to be 40 years old racing cars.
Yeah. I was like,
shots fired, Max.
He's just keeping them coming. Keeps the gun on the hip. It's like, don't care. I'll attack you.
Yeah, but that's the joy of him. He just doesn't.
No, he doesn't care. He really doesn't care.
But yeah, he said, I don't want to be doing this when I'm 40.
No.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
He's
no,
like, thanks. I mean, truly, he doesn't need to do this for one more minute. He's rich enough to just sail into the sunset.
You have four titles at this point. Like, you're like, I don't care. Like, the records, I don't care. You know, he's got what he's got. Like, I agree with you. I just feel like he's like, what's next? He's going to just be asking PB.
Should he get some Valtteri merch?
He should. Valtteri, you should just make Max your spokes guy. Like,
yeah, make Max the spokesperson of what's next. Oh my gosh, we really did put that together. But truly, what's next?
You know, I don't know. Motorsport, I don't think, I forget who sent it to us. It might have been producer Keith, who was like, somebody on X was like, Twitch star Max
Verstappen. Oh, yes,
yeah. Wins his fourth world title. I'm like,
yes. He's
going to lead with that.
Okay. Prolific sim.
He's got other things, you know, but other irons in the fire. He's fine.
I could see him starting like a full Sims racing. I'm sure there already is. So don't, you know, but I'm sure there is already a Sim racing league that's like, you know, professional. But I could see someone like Max turning it into something that people care more about from a general perspective.
Yeah. Like kind of how like that whole like gaming thing in Japan this year was like so giant. Like I could see Max being like, oh, I can do this. Let me show you how we're going to make this better.
Or like, I'm going to make this fetch. Like he's
going to
fetch happen with the sim racing community.
Exactly.
And honestly, who better to?
I can't think of anyone better.
Yeah.
I don't think it exists. That's it.
So for this race, we can wrap it up because like I don't think there's like a lot of road racing for us to discuss or like wild strategery and, you know, like the cars were carring, you know, the
good
came out on top.
The McLarens were, you know, there, but not fun. I'm like, oh, you two, come on. I've been sitting on this hill for you all season.
I do think
and
they
then
can't
in
get
Las
over
Vegas,
the
they're like, eh.
They can't get over the hump with get to greatness. They're so close. Now, I say that they're winning the constructors right now. So I say that from a place, but they don't feel, it feels like they won the constructors because Red Bull lost it.
Not Checo because, lost it for Red Bull.
It doesn't feel like something they won. It's just something that Red Bull lost. You know when you're watching like a basketball team and like or a basketball game and someone's playing not to lose? Like that's kind of just like it's not the same kind of victory.
I agree.
And I just feel like they haven't like claimed greatness. Like they haven't really stood on 2 feet of like we're the best.
Yeah. I co-sign that 1,000%. Like it just, you're like, well, you're the winner by default.
Yeah. And also I feel like they had to have been pretty disappointed with the finish in Vegas, especially from their sponsor's perspective, because this is kind of one of their
bigger,
sponsor activation things.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure they would have rather, you know, finished a little bit farther ahead.
Yeah. Agreed. But, yeah. I know.
But alas, I feel like Lando kind of gave up last week or 2 weeks ago too, kind of shrugged his shoulders and said, I can't beat Max.
Yeah. I agree. I think he was like in therapy one day and there he was like, You know what? I just want to finish the season. I'm just gonna.
I'm gonna tell you I'm not gonna win because like it's I'm quitting before I get fired.
Energy. Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
But okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But who's your P1 and driver of the day on this?
Okay. Well, let's see. Driver of the day is obviously going to my boy,
Sir Lewis Hamilton.
Sick as he had an amazing drive in Vegas. And if I could give an opposite of driver of the day, it's going to Toto Wolff.
Turn on Toto.
Because when he said Lewis has a shelf life and we were going to get rid of him, even if he was going to, we weren't going to have him
That's
back.
Also giving big, I quit before I'm fired.
Exactly that. And I was like, you?
Well, he has been kind of beating the drum about this, like, well, I kind of got caught, like, not knowing and blah, blah, blah. But, like, it's kind of your job to have, like, corporate spies and to kind of know what's up.
Well, also, I'm going to call bullshit on your story, Toto, because you were blindsided. And if you're blindsided, but you already knew you weren't going to have him back next season, why did you care?
Yeah.
Why did you? You were like, no. I needed to break up with you. And you're like, did you? Okay, no, Christian Cavallari, like, whatever. Like,
I already dumped you.
I already dumped you first. So, like, that was super annoying. And for him to be like, well, you know, Lewis has a shelf life. And I'm like, that's an aggressive statement of a man who's given you 7 constructors titles. Okay.
Yeah.
So sit down.
Yeah.
Sit down. Yeah. I was very angry with that comment. And I could not have been more happy that Lewis was like, oh, okay, I'm going to come in second place. Shelf life.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, I was angry. So angry. My P1. You know, I'm going with Valtteri Bottas on my P1 for his iconic encapsulation of what's next, you know?
Yeah, and also just his DGAF.
He just, I don't care. And have the best time in Vegas doing, you know,
Valtteri. He's always having the best time.
Always having the best time. So
no one is having more fun than Valtteri Bottas.
No, it doesn't exist. He is having the most
fun. And he's not doing shit for the gram either.
No.
They're posting it to the gram, which I'm happy to bring me all along. I want to go everywhere. But he's not trying to hit cool parties or go to some Instagrammable restaurant or any of this nonsense. No. He's eating the street tacos. He's biking. He's hitting the Grand Canyon because he said, Tiff, let's go fucking see the Grand Canyon. Let's go. We're close. He's doing fun. He's on a yacht because he's just I can afford a yacht. So let's go on it. He's not doing it necessarily for the grant. You can tell he's enjoying it. There's no, the man is full of joy and life and is truly what I would, that's what
that's
I want to
be. Yeah, I agree. That's why he's getting my P1 today.
He gets P1 in my heart and my body soul. Truly, I look at his posts on social media and I'm like, this is it. He's doing, this is what, when they tell you, you listen to all these bullshit, self-help things about no, Valtteri is just, you follow on his social media and watch. And that's how we're all supposed to be living. Also, you know, he's wildly rich.
But if you can aspire to be one person, this is it.
That's the guy.
That's the guy.
Having fun, living life.
Yes.
DGAF.
Who is your P1 and driver of the day?
Well, my P1 in my heart, soul, mind, body, Valtteri forever, BB77. Yes. But my driver of the day goes to Sir Lewis. For a great race and some, you know, vindication. Cause I feel like he's been kind of through it the last few races and he's kind of been getting his, I know he doesn't care. He's been getting kind of his name dragged a little bit and just, he's been kind of in the muck, not him per se, but his name. So I was happy for him to be just leave my name out of your mouth and let me go.
Right.
And I was actually talking to Drew the other day about how the lift that when he Drew, my husband, the lift he gave to Ferrari stock. And I misspoke and said 80 billion. And he's like, there's no way it's 80 billion. He's like, it's definitely millions. And I was like, no, it's billions.
Yeah, I feel
and it was not 80, but it was 10. $10 billion is the difference that this one man made in the stock, like the stock swelled.
Yeah.
And that was the difference for one man. Like, that is a big freaking deal. And he said, put some respect on my name, everyone in the garage. I'm right. Still Lewis motherfucking Hamilton.
It's like, if you've got a shelf life and you can still, with your shelf life,
with you're close to expiration date. You're close to your expiration date and you're still
$10 billion. Yeah.
That's insane.
That is insane.
So yeah, he gets my driver of the day. And okay. Just like a nice little, like, you get him, Lewis.
Yeah.
Go for you. My P1 goes to Carlos Sainz for just like doing whatever the fuck he wants. You know, yeah. Like people might not expect that from me because, you know, I'm a Charles.
I'm shocked to shit over here. I'm like, wow. Okay.
But honestly, one, I'm glad that he kind of, you know, did what he wanted to do because it kind of is going to push Charles. Like Charles needs that. Charles needs to go to the dark side. So it's more for his long-term strategy and that's good. And also Carlos is the same, like I'm sorry. Like, I don't work here anymore.
Yeah.
I got a month left. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Okay. So this was a question with okay. If you know, going
in Spanish thing was wild.
Oh my God. Hilarious. I was like, he doesn't understand. Say it in Spanish. I'm like, have you tried speaking it in Spanish?
Ooh, that was spicy.
That was spicy. That was very spicy. But my question with this is, if they know going into this race, like, Max is going to win today. So it's like, okay, Charles is ahead of Carlos in the points. What does it benefit the team to have Charles finish ahead of Carlos?
Because Charles has a better chance of coming in second in the Drivers' Championship.
But the Drivers' Championship does not give the constructors any money.
Yeah, but it matters to the team. I do believe that it matters to the team, and it matters deeply to Charles. And I think that I was talking with somebody in our DMs about this.
Okay.
And I think Charles believes that he had a chance of, I mean, I think he still does have a chance. I haven't looked at the standings as of like today. I still think he has maybe a chance. But I think that finishing second in the drivers feels like it is very, very much something that Charles wants. I can sense that that's what he's gunning for. And he has a chance to do that. That is within his grasp.
Okay.
And so them not doing that, like, feels kind of, again, it's kind of similar to the like Lando Oscar thing earlier this season. Like,
yeah,
you guys keep telling me I'm the guy. You're not going to, but then when it comes down, when push comes to shove, am I the guy?
Like, your actions don't show me that I'm the guy.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So like, you keep saying I'm the guy, but like, it doesn't feel like I'm the guy.
Okay. Cause that was my, like, if Charles isn't going to win the driver's championship, like, you know, why does it matter? I mean, obviously they're going to like, second or third or fourth, really, they would have finished either way, third or fourth place, right? So those points would have still gone to the constructors and nothing would have changed. So why would it have mattered, like, what driver got what? I could see if it was like, no, because I really want to be second in the standings, but he's not. I mean, Lando's in second with 340. Charles is in third with 319. So it's
points.
It's close enough.
Yeah, and so if he won one of these next two races, he feasibly could.
Okay. I mean, Carlos and Oscar are fighting it out for fourth and fifth. So like at that point too, I'm kind of like, it's the same race between, you know, the McLarens and the Ferraris with the driver standings.
But I think it matters more to Charles about this driver's championship. I think that's what it is. It's
okay.
I mean, that's what it feels like to me.
I mean, in all honesty, it's not like Carlos is going to have a lot of opportunity next year to be on a podium.
No, I agree. And that's why I gave
going to Williams where your dreams go to die. Like,
that's why I gave him the recognition today. Cause he's like, I don't give a shit. Like, this may be the last chance I have for a while. Yeah. So I ride, like, and I have no hate, no shade on that. It's more of the internal Ferrari strategy, just like what we talked about with McLaren and Lando and Oscar earlier this year. It's just someone needs to get their ducks in a row internally and convey that to everyone. And it, what it seems like is that that was conveyed and that Carlos said, I don't care, which, you know, do you, because you got a month left here. Like, no one cares. But for Charles, I think it mattered deeply. And I do think that being second, like, means a lot to him.
Okay. So do you think going forward, like these next two races are like for both, for Oscar and Lando and Carlos and Charles, are they just going to have like racing orders? Like, this is who we want to finish here, or are they going to be free to race?
I mean, if I was McLaren, I would say we have orders. Because again, I would want Lando to finish second.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't have come this far and like.
Now, Ferrari, I don't know. I mean, I don't, I think you could have whatever you want. And if Carlos says, I don't fucking care, then it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do? Fire him?
Yeah. Okay.
So, but I think for McLaren, it's a much bigger thing because they are, you know, saddling up again next year.
Ooh. This is fun. I'm just looking at this too. George Russell is in sixth place with 217 and Lewis Hamilton is in seventh place with 208.
Yeah, it's close.
Those two. How the fuck is Sergio in eighth place?
At
the beginning of the season, he had
quite good. Yeah, they had a bunch of like 1-2, 1-3. You know, things were happening. But I do think like if Charles won the next race, and Lando finishes sixth, he would, I don't know the exact math, but he would, could potentially like hopscotch him.
Okay. Well, we still have a very interesting fight for sixth, seventh, and eighth in the constructors because Haas has 50 points, Alpine has 49, and RB is at 46. So there's still like, that's anybody's ballgame until the end of the season.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here for it. Let's go. Let's see it all.
That's crazy. The only team with no points is Sauber.
Ugh, bless them.
I know.
But you've never seen someone look so unbothered by being last.
Nope.
Truly, you've never seen someone so unbothered.
No.
And it brings me great joy. You know what's, I know we just talked about this, but I am going to click on one news and notes for us. Mm-hmm. Carlos Sainz claimed, quote, no one's happy at Ferrari amid Charles Leclerc's post-race tirade at the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix. So we know what Charles said. I did my job of being nice. Fucks me over all the fucking time. All the fucking time. Oh, man. I could just. Oh, I loved it. Sainz, however, felt aggrieved having had to let Leclerc by ahead of the stops with the Spaniards delayed when also the pit crew not being ready for
my god
absolute insanity. But he said, yeah, I think he grained the medium tires and I managed to get ahead before the pit stop on medium, Sainz explained post-race. Then I did grain my hards and he was coming quick behind me and me anticipating what was going to be a situation because Lewis was straight behind Charles at the time. And I was pretty sure the team was going to ask me to let Charles by because he was quicker at the time. As I was on grain tires, I asked the team two or three times to box me to get me out of the way and get me a new set of hards to make sure that I wasn't losing a lot of race time by having to let Charles by and then having to fight Lewis at the same time. For some reason, we didn't box and I ended up having to let Charles by a lap later than was planned and losing a lot of race time. And by the time I was going to box, we didn't even box. So I guess he's not happy, but I'm also not happy with the way things were handled at the time. And yeah, I think no one's happy today in the team because we all expected a bit more. I'm on the podium, so at least I got that for the team. So,
dang.
But I
Ferrari was out here doing them all dirty.
Doing them all dirty. Like, I think that that was an old school Ferrari snafu.
Yes. Gosh.
So
I don't know.
Also, that's why I gave Carlos like he's just doing what he had to do, like to get by. You know, and I got love for the Chili Pepper. I just got more love for Charles.
I get it. I get it. That's great.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. We have a race this weekend.
Yeah, we have three in a row.
Didn't realize it was Bing Bang Boom. I thought there was a week off between Vegas and Qatar, but it is not.
No, it's Bing Bang Boom.
This is it. You guys, this
next week and then the next one and then we're done.
I mean, we're done.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Chrissy.
It is crazy.
Also, do you think that before we, you know, wrap things up, do you think one of the big question marks right now is whether Colapinto gets a spot next year? You know,
yes, I do. Here's what I also think. With these youngins that they bring in that test so well, and then everyone's so eager to put them in a car, it's like, listen, guys, everyone is going to everybody debuts, like your first race in F1 is beautiful. It's great. It's like whatever. And then they get put in this box.
Yeah.
Somebody puts the lid on it and says, he's a great driver, ready to go. And it's like, he had a great drive. There's a difference between having a great drive and being ready to have a great season.
Liam Lawson.
Exactly. We've seen it time and time again. I'm like, we can't be the only ones that see this problem,
Logan,
right?
Sargent. Like, I mean, not really. Logan Sargent sucked from the start.
But, you know, it's like, I just feel like they're putting a lot of weight on these kids for like one or two really good races, and then you're like, oh, he's the next, you know, Max Verstappen, and it's like, simmer down.
Okay, calm down.
Simmer down.
Like, Max is a once in a generation talent. So is Lewis. Yeah. I mean, him and Fernando probably together, but.
Right. And who knows? I mean, maybe this with this new crop, you know, we're getting Ollie and we've got Franco and we've got Kimi Antonelli.
Yeah.
So, you know, we might have the next one, you know, within the mix of any of these guys. But like, you got to give them a minute to simmer in the pot. Like, they just got put on the stove. Give them a second. Give them a second.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
But I love Franco. I mean, honestly, this kid has got a spot with me already. He is funny.
Yeah, he's clever.
He is so clever, and he will chop you at the knees with the sarcastic, you know, Spanish comeback. And I'm like,
he's still got to like master, you know, English for the masses.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But he's great. I really like him a lot. And I hope that he has a long future.
I have no doubt he will. I mean, someone's got to, speaking of chopping at the knees, I think it's time that someone has to chop Sergio. At the knees.
We're chopping Checo.
What's happening? There's got to, I mean, Carlos Slim can give his money to somebody else. But.
That was next question. Because we kind of talked about this in a text of like, is Carlos Slim ready to pull his money from Checo and put it into another Latin American driver, which would be Franco Colapinto?
Right.
It would be a seamless, I don't know if it would be a seamless transition.
I don't know if it would be seamless because like,
Mexico is its own, you know, entity.
Mexico is Mexican, and it's a totally different thing. Like, all of those South American countries are not, they are not as one.
True. But I do think that there's a lot of Latin American connections.
Yeah, 100%.
With Slim, but.
Yeah, definitely. But Checo being
Mexican.
Yeah. It's a huge difference.
Well, you know, and Papa Perez out here saying some real crazy shit last week that I'm like.
Nobody pops off more than a F1 dad.
True. But you know who likes to keep it quiet and won't say anything?
Who?
Anthony Hamilton. He's like.
Yeah, but he's not like.
He ain't saying shit.
I'm talking about like more of the. I mean, I don't. Obviously, Checo's dad doesn't like racing. But he's more like in the racing space. Anthony's dad. Like, Anthony's more of just like a dad. The other ones are more like business oriented.
Yeah. But I do agree because Yas out there saying some crazy things. Yas threw Max under the bus saying that Max stayed up until 10:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, had just enough time to pack his bags, hopped on a plane, and flew to Amsterdam. He's like, think he's going to be fine? And I was like,
he's going to be fine.
I think they were like, he's going to be cranky.
I think he's going to be quite fine, though.
Yeah.
I think he should, if he wants to party in Vegas till 10:30, I think he should do whatever he wants because they made the special merch for him. It says 4-time world champion. Like, whatever, he does what he wants.
Do you think they're going to make him race like race though? Do they care about the constructors at this point? Because they're not getting points from Checo. So like, it's still on Max's shoulder to get.
I think that they do.
To get.
But I think Max is kinda like, I'm going to come and I'm going to race. It's not like that important to me.
Well, and that's what I'm like, is it important because he wants it for his team or is he just done because he's already gotten what he's going to get out of the season?
I mean, I think it's the latter, but I mean, I don't think he's like fully abandoning the team. I just think he's kind of like, what more can I do?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's fair.
I also think he's like, I'll be fine. I can sim race until like 3 a.m. and show up and win a race.
We've you seen know, you do that. What,
like it's hard.
Yeah.
If for anybody else, I'd be like, oh, that's not feasible. But right. He's Max.
He's built different.
Yeah, it's just a different thing. And if he cares about it, then like I said earlier, I think if he cares to do it,
it's going to happen.
Then it'll happen.
Yeah, that's true.
If he is kind of blasé about it, if he's kind of like, yeah, I don't care, then that's what you're going to get.
Did you see that we're getting the Cadillac GM?
Oh, yes. And you know what? Sweet Mario Andretti. Dreams are a wish your heart makes. And he was like, I will get in there. I will. You will not stop me.
Let me ask you this. Do you think with the recent step down of the F1, the Liberty Media guy?
Yeah.
He's
on like the Diddy list.
Yeah. Like there's like three big players, like this guy. Yeah,
but the
guy.
Liberty guy said he didn't step down, right? Or no, not it wasn't him. It was
the Stefo.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was another guy in Formula One that did step down. My question is, did this have anything to do with Mario coming into this sport? Was he like, listen?
Oh, he like, I got the tapes?
Uh-huh. Is it like, why would know, it? Like, if these were the three main people blocking Andretti getting into F1, those three just somehow decide before the season even ends that they're going to step down, and then all of a sudden we get, you know, Mario's back in the mix.
Okay, but I think it's crazy too that they let GM in and then they added Mario to the board.
But did they add it or did they just announce it?
No, I think it was after. I mean, obviously it was probably in the works.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it was not on their formal application because we would have known because we would have been like, Mario's back, guys. He keeps knocking on the door, trying to come in, and like they keep slamming in his face.
Right.
So he's like, no, I'm coming in through the back.
But did we ever get the FBI investigation on, like, because it went to the Supreme, or not Supreme Court, it went to court, right? Like it had an investigation behind it. I mean, there was like a whole U.S. investigation on this. So I'm just like,
I just feel like they announced all the Cadillac GM stuff. Like, what day are we on? Today's Tuesday when we're saying this, right? It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
So I feel like all this news came out on Monday that they were joining, and then all the Mario Andretti stuff came out today because he was like, haha, guys, I'm back.
Yeah, I know. This smells like antitrust to me, and I'm going to have to dig a little deeper. So I'm just like,
oh,
it just
says to me that Mario was never going to let this dream.
Oh, no, he was never going to let it go, but I just find it the timing to be suspicious. And now I'm going to be like, digging a little murder, she wrote.
Have gone to a Diddy party?
I mean,
no, I was thinking that it was more like they were never going to let him in if it was like
Andretti Racing or whatever. Yeah.
Thing. And then he was like, oh, fuck you all. And then he like figured out how to get around it.
Yeah.
He was like, you will not stop me.
This will be not be the last you see of me.
No, this aggression will not stand. I'm coming in. And I just think he's like, got him. You know, he's like, I'm here, guys. They're like, God, we keep trying to like, it's like that, you know, in a high school movie where the annoying kid is always trying to come over, and they're like, no, don't invite him over. And
he's like, now he's here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Very interesting.
I mean, manifest it and it can come true. Also, Fernando's manifesting, like still racing in 2026. I'm like, Fernando, why don't you have a family and children? Like, what are you running from?
Love, let it go.
Like, I don't know. It just, I mean, you've done everything. You've reached the mountaintop.
You have done everything.
Nothing left to prove.
And that's the thing. Like, you're not in a world championship contention car.
No,
like,
I mean, keep trying, but it's not happening. And as long as Lance Stroll is there, it's never going to.
Exactly. And Lawrence can build you a pipe dream full of money, and it's still going to let you down if the end result is another world championship title.
Well, there's just the longevity on that team doesn't seem there. Like, it feels like they can get it together for a quick stint. They can string together, you know, a month or two, and then they can't maintain it for some reason.
I feel like everything starts at the top.
Well, yeah, I think also Lawrence feels really hyper focused on things for a while and is probably micromanaging. And then he goes on vacation, or his daughter gets married, or, you know, his
baby and
grandpa. Yeah. And he loses focus. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's oversimplifying it, obviously, but it does feel like he's quite the micromanager.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then he's firing off emails and they're like, oh God, he's at his desk again, you know? And then he grinds so hard when he's there. And then when he's gone, they're all kind of like, they take a big deep breath.
Yeah. And they're like,
ooh. And then it kind of tails off. And then he comes back in and just like grinds all the gears again. That seems like a terrible place to work.
I mean, I wouldn't want to do it. No,
but it just doesn't feel like it's probably great for your mental health.
No. I mean, you see how depressed his son looks. I mean,
oh bless, that man does not want to race a car.
No,
let him
he
free.
Doesn't just let him be a nepo baby on you know the yacht, and just let him be.
Yeah, just let him be.
Let him be.
Poor Lance.
I know.
but he has that sweet dog, you know, and always comes back to the puppy.
you that is the only saving grace for Lance.
I know, dog. He always comes back to the puppy for me. Go snuggle your puppy, Lance. It'll be okay.
Oh my God.
You're going to have a little sweet grandchild, like, or a little niece soon. Is it niece, nephew? Whatever. Go snuggle a puppy and a baby.
Yeah. The baby's born.
Oh, it is? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scotty's out there, you know, taking photos on the mountain with the baby. It's cute.
Yeah. Great. Go like be an uncle.
Yeah.
And be rich and find something else. Like go pursue that professional tennis career.
You know what? What's next, Lance?
What's next?
This is the perfect out for all of them.
Honestly, they should call up what's our Russian guy who's out there fighting in the streets with everybody.
Oh God!
Total brain break on his name. I can see
the blonde kid,
blonde hair, like in the breeze. What's next,
Mazepin?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. I was in my brain. I couldn't get there.
Yeah, same. I was like, yeah. Nikita, that's it.
Nikita can't be in the campaign because he could really bring Valtteri down.
Yeah, I know. We don't need oligarch money. We're good. No.
Yeah. Anyway, so, well, that was Vegas. You know, we got a race next week.
I know, Qatar, baby. Qatar. What do you think is going to happen? Any predictions? Any wild thoughts? Oh, hey, Red. Oh, bye, Red.
Hey, I got to finish this episode. You got to get out of here.
Mother, guess what, though? What? I broke one of mine and I had to remake it.
Go, get. Oh, I have 2 minutes left. Get out of here.
Blake, get out.
Sorry, producer Keith. All right. Okay, so as we wrap this one up, we got Qatar next week.
Yes.
Is it Qatar or Qatar?
I call it Qatar.
Let's figure
out. I don't say Qatar, but then don't take pronunciation from me. I am not the one saying things on this podcast the correct way.
I feel like I've gone, it is Qatar.
Okay.
I feel like people have said, like, it's both. But
this is the one that has that really cool, like, big egg-shaped building, right? With, like, the point kind of thing.
Yeah.
I love this track.
English speakers, here's how to pronounce.
You got to do the little, did you?
Yeah, but it's saying, I don't know. This is too long of an article. So if
you pronounce
it RB, we're just dumb Americans. Richard Mile over here.
No, just Richard Miling it. It's fine.
I'm excited. And I think Charles could win this one.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think he can win?
I
think we get a Charles Lewis Max. I think throw it old school. Not
old school? Like, well, 2021?
Yeah, like 2021. Yeah.
I love that, actually.
Old school, new school. New school of old school.
I think, okay, I'm gonna go with your Ferrari. I'm going to go Charles. I'm going to go Lewis. I'm going to go Carlos.
No way. Oh, in my mind, when you said C, I was thinking Checo, but Carlos is.
I was like,
Checo's never making it on there, but you said Carlos, not Checo. In my mind, I just took what you said. My brain changed it.
And you're like, I hear Checo.
Yeah, and I heard Checo and not Carlos.
Yeah.
No, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. I think
Max maybe hits another podium just to be like, hey, I'm still Maxing.
Well, he's going to have to hit the podium in order to get the constructor points. So I'm not counting him out. I'm just counting out there being some
I think he's actually relaxing on the podium.
I think we got elbows out this race.
I think maybe we have a Carlos, maybe an accidente. Maybe.
Un accidente.
Mm-hmm. Mm. We haven't had a lot of red flags this year.
We haven't. Although, Brazil out there giving us all the red flags we didn't get all season. They're like all in one. Here you go.
Not an accident where, like, you know, he's
somebody gets hurt. A red flagger.
Yeah, just a red
flag. Like a barrier break.
Yeah, yeah. Like where they got to rebuild some stuff.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
How do you think George finishes, your arch nemesis / love?
Fifth place.
He's going for Max, though.
It's a hot track. You know, that Merck doesn't like the heat, but Lewis is going to do some Lewis things in that thing, and he's going to figure
Lewis
it out.
Lewis it up, like, just to remind everybody going into the end. And if it's not this race, maybe it's the last race, but I feel like he does some Lewis things.
Yep, because Lewis can be doing those things.
Yeah. Okay, well, I love that that's where our head's at,
mm-hmm.
and that we're kind of aligned on this.
I know. This is exciting.
You know what else we're aligned on? Is that we think everyone should follow us on social media.
We're so funny on the gram.
When we show up.
When we show up, yes, true.
When we show up. You should be following us at F1PushPush on Instagram and TikTok. Shannon's over there making prolific content. All the time. Fridays are my favorite day. You guys know it.
They're my favorite. Everyone's favorite. Are you kidding me?
Getting to the end of the season. And soon our Fridays will be filled with so much holiday content too. But
also, can I just say, Danielle, you have inspired a host of other creators out there doing what you do best and what you started. Are those Friday posts? I mean,
I copied, obviously, from the Sunday Scaries, but I wasn't a full copycat. I didn't put Slam's laptop shut or whatever, because I'm not.
You took your own spin on it. But I've seen other people use the font and use the placement and use the type of photos. And I'm like, wow. Okay. So hats off to you for inspiring the masses to create content that feels like the push punk content.
Well, you know, it would be nice if people would recognize, put some respect, but it's all right. Cause we're out here grinding every week. And I've also incorporated video too. I mean, come on, guys. I'm out here trying.
It's okay. It's so good.
You can also watch us now. I'm coming live from my daughter's bedroom since this is a holiday edition. It feels like I'm like home for the holidays.
I know, right?
And like in a childhood bedroom. It's not just my daughter's. But you can watch all these episodes now thanks to our partnership with the State of Lou, State of Louisville. So you can watch those at youtube.com/State of Louisville. And yeah, you should be watching us. You should be subscribing. You should also be rating and reviewing, because that would make us happier than a Charles Lewis 1-2 podium in Qatar. And until next time, push.